Members of the House of Delegates approved the West Virginia Religious Freedom Restoration Act Thursday. Supporters say the bill will increase the scrutiny judges use when deciding cases that challenge government infringement on religious liberties. Those opposed say the measure invites discrimination into the state. House Bill 4012 is the West Virginia Religious Freedom Restoration Act, commonly called the RFRA bill. The bill sets up a judicial test for lawsuits that claim a government entity has violated an individual's religious freedoms and calls on judges to weigh the sincerity of those religious beliefs in the claims. 21 other states have enacted RFRA laws in the U.S., and in the last 20 years, only 147 lawsuits have been tried. House Judiciary Chairman John Schott of Mercer County says this test has been around for a long time.
This cause of action has been in place ever since the U.S. Constitution was adopted and ever since Article 3 of Section 15 of the West Virginia Constitution has been adopted, because those are the predicate for any type of claim that this bill seeks to establish a test to determine whether that claim has merit.
After his explanation, members began to debate the bill. Kanawha County Democratic Delegate Mike Pushkin was strongly opposed.
I believe I'm the only member of a religious minority elected to this body currently. I'm Jewish. Religious freedom is very important to me. If it wasn't for religious freedom, I wouldn't be here. The religious freedom that were granted in this country. In my lifetime, I cannot tell you what religious persecution is because I'm an American. And we do not persecute people in America for their religious beliefs, because we have the First Amendment to the Constitution. That's very well written. It works. We have an even stronger protection in our own West Virginia Constitution. It works.
Republican Delegate Brad White also voted against the bill.
Is my God any different from your all's God? You know, I've been asked about this. And I worship the same God that you guys do. But I realized that I was selling myself out, and I don't believe and subscribe to your religion and your thought process, because I'm voting no on this. It's held against me, and I don't think that's right, and I've always made the statement since I've been in here. I was elected by the people of Eastern Kanawha County, and my vote and my morals is never up for sale.
Democrat Rick Moy from Raleigh County supported the bill.
In 2012, we passed this bill in the House. Every member that was a member in 2012 and is still here today voted for this bill. What's changed? There seems to be a lot of turmoil about it now. So what has changed between 2012 and 2016? The only thing that has changed is the propaganda surrounding this bill.
Judiciary Chair Schott closed the debate with a strong statement of support.
Today, there are many people that think freedom of religion is the same as freedom from religion. That we don't want you to say the Pledge of Allegiance and include under God. That we don't want you to put on your money in God We Trust. There are those among us who are intolerant of those of us who hold those beliefs and cherish the connection we had to God and our religion in this country. And it's those people that need to understand that we have rights too. That we have rights, and that first among them is our right to express our religion, not just in church, but wherever we go and however we live.
House Bill 4012 passed 72-26 and now goes to the Senate for its consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.